You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Who's happy? Everybody's happy in Browns Nation, I would say, as we get this thing rolling toward Jacksonville that comes up in, about 72 hours, give or take a little bit from right now. God, we love the fact, though, the Browns, I love when they take care of business on the road. I mean, don't get me wrong, nothing like a tremendous home win like was just achieved against Pittsburgh. But, man, when you band together and go on the road, there's something to be said for that, regardless of whom the competition is, when that plane ride home is bringing a W with it. A guy that's going to be a very large factor in that from setting forth a tone is Browns defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill. Little while ago, O'Neill met, as he always does, on Thursday with the assembled Browns media. Let's give a listen to Browns defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill.
All right, last week we challenged our guys defensively to cut it loose and to execute for four quarters. I was happy with how they responded. We obviously had some guys step up in the defensive line. We had guys play through injury. And I thought as a defense, we did our best job executing for four quarters. The last six quarters have been big for us as far as a defense. We played six quarters of solid football. We're by no means where we want to be. We understand we have a lot of work to do. But I think it was good for our guys to see, you know, when we execute the scheme and we play at a high level and we tackle, the success that we can have in our room. Anybody have any questions?
Can you update how well Dante Whitner is playing and where he's probably going from here?
I think he's doing a great job. I think he's doing a great job as a leader. I think he's doing a great job communicating in the back seven. Giving our guys some one more question. No, but back to Witt. No, he's doing a great job as a leader. He does a great job on game day. He's one of those guys that can put out a lot of pre-snap fires for us, and he'll alert a lot of the other guys on the defense. Hey, let's be alert for this. He's real good on the sideline. You know, he's been a force as far as a tackling machine out there on the field. I'm very happy with the way he's playing. I see it only getting better as the year goes on, as he gets more comfortable in this scheme.
One of your guys said that his fill on one of the early plays down by the goal line was as important as any play in the game. Can you go through that play?
Absolutely. I mean, it was a play where they checked to a run. We were in a little bit of a lighter box, and it opened up, and it was him and Le'Veon Bell right at about the 3-yard line. And there's not a lot of safeties in this league that would have made that tackle and kept him out of the end zone, and Whitner stuffed him. And hit him right at the 3-yard line, and he went down right at the 3-yard line. So that was a big play for us defensively early in the football game.
There were both of the sacks you had against Pittsburgh. Mingo was in the picture.
Yep.
Causing Ben to move. Those have been like turn the light on moments for him, or as far as rush game goes?
I hope so. You know, I know we all would like to see more numbers in the sack column, but I do think that Mingo and Sheard and Kruger, those guys are causing production. They're forcing the quarterback to move in the pocket. And, again, that stuff doesn't show up on the stat sheets, but that stuff wins and loses football games. And it bothers quarterbacks. And hopefully it did give him some confidence. And you know, we'll see more of that, and we'll get him getting the quarterback on the ground some more, you know, in some of the games to come here.
Where's your satisfaction overall with the pass rush?
You know, I think we can improve there. You know, I think that those guys are still learning how to play together. You know, we're not a team that traditionally just rushes four. When you do that, you know, you try to get into some game stuff, whether it's inside games or outside games. So those guys are they're building chemistry with each other on running some of those games, you know. But I think those guys are working hard on it. I think Coach Fleury and Coach Weaver are doing a great job coaching those guys. But, again, that's something that we'd like to see improve as the year goes on. Obviously, I think we're doing a good job disrupting the quarterback. We'd like to have our sack numbers up. But if the ball's coming out quick and the ball's coming out quicker than the quarterback wants it to, then that's a positive for us as a defense.
What is it?
Armani, how do you, I mean, he was one of your.
It's a big loss. You know, anytime you have somebody with his skill set and his athleticism inside, that could be a major disadvantage for some of the offensive guards in this league, and that was a big loss. I thought Dez did a great job stepping up last week. He had a big game for us, and he's a guy that's going to have to be that force for us inside as a pass rusher.
Will you need to have somebody else develop more of a pass rush role to compensate for Armani, whether it's Mingo or anybody else?
We used him more as an inside rusher. I see Mingo, Jabal, and Paul Kruger as more outside rushers. But, you know, obviously when we get Phil back, Phil has pass rush potential. John Hughes can get some push up in there in the pocket. So, and then, you know us, we're going to pressure the quarterback too. So we can generate some internal pressure by sending an unconventional four or five or six guys. So there's a few things we can do to compensate for the loss of Armani Bryant.
When you look at Blake Bortles, what challenges does he present to you?
Good player. He's got a strong arm. He's obviously a threat to run the football. He's done a nice job doing that if it's not there. You could tell each week that the offensive coordinator has given him more and more as far as the game plan's concerned and getting them into better situations. We're gonna have to do a great job in the secondary. We're going to have to do a great job up front containing him. But there's a reason he was a top five pick. You know, he's got all the tools, and you can see him starting to grow as a quarterback the more he's out there.
Looks like he has a pretty high completion percentage. Is that does he throw short a lot, or how does he get that?
They're doing a good job mixing it with him. You know, they'll take their shots downfield, but he's taking what the coverage is giving him, you know, which a lot of rookies don't do that. They'll force things. He's doing a good job getting completions and letting his playmakers make plays.
Weeks about do your job and good things will happen.
Right.
And then you had two defensive linemen who played last week almost the whole game.
Right.
Hadn't played much all season. Is that an example of them doing their job, playing discipline, and good things happening?
It was great. Those guys, it's John Hughes. We're talking about John Hughes and Kitch. You know, those guys are coming off of a game where they weren't even active. And, they stepped up. You know, they played big for us, and those guys were warriors. They probably played the most plays in that game than they've played all season. And those were guys, they did a great job. Kitch did a great job inside, you know, eating double teams and getting push up the middle on passing situations. John Hughes did a great job on some perimeter plays, being violent with his hands, shedding a block and getting in on tackles. So, they did a great job. They controlled their gap. They got some push in the pass rush. So, I was really happy with how those guys played. I was really happy with how they stepped up.
Jim, I have a couple more.
On the one-stop Mingo, man, on a run stop down around the five-yard line, I think when he came up the field, he's kind of holding his arm, which is kind of dangling. And Mike just said the arms are causing him problems. Have you had to limit him at all because of that?
You know, when you get hurt early in the season or injured early in the season in football, it's not going away to the off season. It's really not. It's something that you got to learn to play with. It's something that you need to learn how to manage and deal with throughout the course of the season. It's just too violent of a sport to ever get healthy, especially at the position he plays at. He's done a great job managing it. I'm sure it gives him problems at times throughout the course of a game. You'll have to ask him probably if it's bothering him at times than it doesn't, but what we're asking him to do, he's able to execute and get it done.
And that's Jim O'Neill, as he discussed a lot of his personnel and how he's going to put that into effect, as Matt and I have been talking about, as the Browns head down to Jacksonville, all right, looking to kind of take out of that, or hopefully keep in the bottle with that cap on it, the way they perform against the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, don't go away. When we get back, Nathan Zagura is back at the Dog Bowl. He'll get ready to go. Doug Deacon's here from the PNC Bank Browns Radio Network. That means it's Browns Roundtable time, presented by Blue Point Grill. Don't move. A lot still to come. Another big hour to go. Cleveland Browns Daily. We're driven by Liberty Ford.